This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Eternal Rock of Ages, we thank you. We give you praise. You alone are the God that is supreme above all else. Besides you, there is none else. You are the God who was. You are the one who is. You are the one that will be forevermore. Father, speak to us this morning. No matter how short, Daddy, speak to us. Let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. We open up our hearts to receive from you. Daddy, speak to us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This morning, we're going to be praying. Dami said, it's an anointing service. But before we go into the anointing and prayer, I just want to share something very quickly with you in the next few minutes. If you open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 10, somebody said, what? Revelation? Hallelujah. We're going to read from verse 1 to the end, just 11 verses. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And in his hand was a small scroll that had been opened. He stood with his right foot, on the sea, and his left foot on the land. And he gave a great shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the seven thunders answered. When the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. The person that is about to write is John. I say, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, keep secret what the seven thunders said and do not write it down. So we don't have that account. Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand toward heaven. He swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, there will be no more delay. There will be no more delay. I said, there will be no more delay. For me, there will be no more delay. Hallelujah. For you, there will be no more delay. In the name of Jesus. God will come through for you very quickly. It will be sooner than you have imagined. In the name of Jesus. Said, there will be no more delay. Verse 7. When the seventh angel blows his trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. It will happen just as he announced it to his servants, the prophets. Verse 8. Then the voice from heaven spoke to me again. Go and take the open scroll from the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. If you are paying attention, this is the third time he's repeating to us that that angel is standing on the land and on the sea. Verse 9. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. Yes, take it and eat it, he said. It will be sweet as honey in your mouth, but it will turn sour in your stomach. So I took a small scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but when I swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach. Then, verse 11, the last verse. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You know, one of the things we know about the book of Revelation, many of you probably never had a sermon preached from the book of Revelation. It's very simple, because the book of Revelation is what the theologians call an eschatological book, because it tells us of things that will happen at the end time, right? So because of that, many people don't find relevance to it in our present day. And the part that we just read, the text that we just read, is talking about what is going to happen during the Great Tribulation. By the grace of God, you will not be there.
Amen.
Okay? By the grace of God, I will not be there.
Amen.
I already prayed for you. Why are you being selfish? You can say amen to mine too.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so these are the events of the tribulation, the things that will happen during the tribulation. And the scripture tells us, because the Bible, God is showing John the things that will happen in the end time. He's seeing far into the future. And as he's looking deep and far into the future, he saw an angel by revelation that stood on land and sea. Amen? There are many different arguments here. Some people say this is Jesus. I don't think this is Jesus, you know, because he says another mighty angel. Jesus is not another mighty angel. In fact, remember, it says this is the seventh angel, right? The another there, when you look at the Greek word that is translated another, it means another of the same kind. Another of the same kind. So if it's another of the same kind that has come before Jesus, we know it cannot be Jesus. Praise the Lord. And this is before the second coming of Jesus. So Jesus can't come and then do second coming. So it's not likely to be Jesus. But let's leave that alone. But what we see is that even during the tribulation, there is a mighty angel. Think of the stature of this angel. The land is up, one foot is upon the Atlantic Ocean, and the other foot is upon continental America. That's a huge being. That's a mighty being. And what is that saying to us? That the feet of the angel is upon the sea, and the sea did not capsize him. His feet, his other foot is upon land, and his legs are not torn apart. What is that suggesting to us? That suggests to us that whether in the air or in the land or in the sea, God is in control. Hallelujah. Over my life, God is in control. Over your life, God is in control. He was taking charge. He said, on land and on sea, we got this. We got this. If God will do it in the end time, why will he not do it for you now? Hallelujah. You know, many of us are scared, oh, they can jazz you across the ocean. They can do it. The Bible is telling us that God is the God of the heaven, of the earth, is God. God is in control. Can we say that together? God is in control. You know, a very good friend of mine came and preached here many years ago, but I understood what he meant. He said, God is not in control, that you are in control. That's another story for another day, but know it today. God is in control. He's the sovereign God. He's the supreme God. He's the one that does whatsoever he desires, and no man can ask him, what doest thou? The Bible says he sits in heaven and he laughs. He laughs at us sometimes, you know, when we do childish things. You know how you look at children sometimes when they do children stuff? You just laugh. She doesn't know. That's how God laughs at us sometimes. He just looks at us and he laughs. Amen. The Bible says he's in charge. He's in control. And the one that is in control of your life and my life, he says there will be no more delay.
Amen.
No more delay.
Amen.
No more delay. I think one of the problems we have is many of us, you know, we know scripture, but we don't really believe those things. Amen. It's not our reality. Is not our experience. So we know it, we can say the scripture, but the scripture is not our personal reality. I want you to know today that God, your God reigns supreme. And when God is in charge, nobody else can determine what happens to you. My life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. Amen. Anyone that will get to me or do me whatever or change the plan of God will need to take care of God first of all. When they take care of God, then they will take care of Jesus inside God before they get to me. So I want you to be confident in your God. Amen. I want you to be confident in the God of your salvation. This thing that we call being born again, being saved, it means a lot. It means a lot. Jesus in us, the Bible says is what? The hope of glory. He's the hope of glory. You will make it. Amen. I say you will make it. Amen. It doesn't matter what the enemy does. You will make it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, though your beginning may be little, it says, yet your latter end shall be greatly. It shall be greatly. It shall be greatly. Greatly increased. Greatly multiplied. God will work it out for you. God will work it out for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. But you must trust in him. You must believe him. You must believe him. You know, we have said amen and amen to many, many things that I've said just now. The Bible says the Apostle John was told, he said, go to the angel and collect the scroll in his hand. Friends, what you can do for yourself, God will not do for you. Amen? We need courage. We need boldness. We need confidence. The Bible says the righteous is as bold as the lion. That's the scripture. The righteous is as bold as the lion. He said, go to the angel and collect the small scroll in his hand. He was not afraid. One leg on the sea, one leg on land. Can you imagine? And he said, give it to me. Give me the scroll. He's not afraid. He's bold. Why? He's going at the command of God. When God has spoken, let every other man be a liar. When God has spoken, let every voice be a lie. Amen? So it does not matter what your experience has been since the beginning of the year, in spite of the prophecies that has gone ahead of you. I know that I know. I know that I know that God will do me well. He's a good God. He's a kind God. He's a faithful God. He's the one who was, the one who is, the one that will be forevermore. He's the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Listen to this. He says, go to the angel and collect the scroll. The Bible says he went. He told the angel, give it to me. The angel gave it to him. He took the scroll. He ate it. And as he ate it, he was sweet in his mouth. But by the time he swallowed it, it was sour in his stomach. What I want to tell you is that not every word of scripture is going to make you happy. Amen? That sinners will go to hell is a reality of scripture. You may not like to quote it, but it is true. You cannot wish it away. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. You can't say, I don't like that. I just like the one that says, in him I have life and have it more abundantly. That is also true. But the other one is also true. Amen? The other one is also true. So he says, I ate it. It was sweet and it was sour. Sweet and sour. So there are parts of the scripture that is exciting. You will love it. You want to hear it. It makes you feel good. But there are some that is going to challenge you. And it's not going to make you excited. Right? The Bible says, if you don't pay your tithe, you are a robber. So the next time somebody calls you a robber, don't get mad at them. They are just quoting scripture. Say, the scripture says, those that do not pay their tithe, they are robbers. Say, do you pay your tithe? He says, no. Say, you are a robber, not you. You are a robber. So not everything is going to excite you. Hallelujah. But you must know this, that God has your back. Oh, God has your back. Amen. God has my back. Amen. He loves you beyond what we can reason. Amen. His love is incomprehensible. I want you to rise to your feet this morning and just talk to the Lord. Appreciate him. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his love. His promise to you this morning is that no more delay. Amen. No more delay. But appreciate him. Appreciate him. Thank him for your life. Thank him for your life. Thank him for your life. He is good. He is good. His mercies endures forever. He's watching over you to perform and perfect his word in your life. Say, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. You are my God. Besides you, there is none else. Besides you, there is none else. In the name of Jesus, glory and honor, dominion and power be unto you, O God, the everlasting God, my Father and my King. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, my provider, the one that meets all my need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. You have promised in your word you will never leave me nor forsake me. I thank you. I thank you. I worship you. I adore you. Who is like unto you? In all the heavens and in all the earth, there is none like you. None can compare to you. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Glorious in holiness, we magnify your name. We extol your majesty. Your word is yea and amen. Whatever you say you will do, that is what you do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Glory, honor, dominion, power be unto you, O God. In the name of Jesus, King of glory, blessed be your name. Ye karodo bo jakata. Ale korobo shandala badegede. Areba koso tomayende lebozokoto. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Le prodo bo jakata. Anderebo shande pradiga labadogodo. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, everlasting Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.